We're all on a path. Everyone in this world is on a path, Christians as well as non-Christians. The scriptures in Matthew 7, beginning in verses 13, talk of only two paths that man can travel. He says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which gain go in thereat. Because narrow is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." And then we read in Proverbs 14 in verse 12. He says, "There is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In Isaiah 55, beginning in verse 8, he says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Narrowing the scope of God's will versus man's will, God's way versus man's way, the wide gate is comprised of man's way, and the narrow gate is comprised of God's way. To enter into the narrow gate, man must adapt to God's way. The choices we make in life should be based on God's guidance in those choices. Access to the narrow gate, well, in John 14, in verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." Access to the narrow gate can only be achieved through Christ. He says, "I am the way," only through Christ. "I am the truth," only through Christ. "I am the life," only through Christ. In Acts 16:17, we read, "The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation.'" We have to be shown that way to salvation. And that's what the gospel does for us. Paul wrote in Romans 1 in 16:17, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'The just shall live by faith.'" It is revealed through contrast is the power of God to salvation. So Paul continues in Romans in chapter 3, beginning in verse 10. He said, "It is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. For they are all gone out of the way. They are all together unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one." And then he continues in verse 13 and describes those that are on the broad way. "Their throat is an open sculpture, with their tongue they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes." And that last statement kind of controls which choices we make in life. Is there fear of God before their eyes? So the wisdom of man in that case would be paramount before God's wisdom. But he continues on in verse 21 and he says, "But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. Justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. None comes unto the Father except by me, he says. This is the path that Christians must travel. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews 10, beginning in verse 12, talks about a new and living way. And this is what is being preached in the first church Christianity, is that new and living way. It's what's preached today. The same things that brings us to Christ today is the same thing that brought the first century Christians to Christ. But in Hebrews 10, beginning in verse 12, he says, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into this holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And recall John 14 when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is a new and living way which he hath concentrated for us through that veil, is to say his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. And in 2 Peter 2, beginning in verse 15, Peter talks of those which have forsaken the way. And he says, which have forsaken the right way, are gone astray, following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Throughout the gospel in the New Testament, we are continually reminded and encouraged to remain steadfast to God's word in that narrow way. These have forsaken the way. They have loved the wages of unrighteousness. God's way provides hope. In 2 Timothy 1, beginning in verse 9, he says, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. In Ephesians 1 and verse 18, Paul writes, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Our job is to detour those on the wide road to the narrow way. A wide gate, he says, from those that are in agreement with the world. A narrow gate to those that are in agreement with God. In Isaiah 5, beginning in verse 20, And the older I get, I think the more this always comes to mind, because I guess I'm old enough to see a contrast between when I was younger and today. But I think that, and probably this has been going on since the beginning of time. It's just that my lifespan is a little shorter than that. But it certainly showed up in my time, and I can certainly tell the difference. In Isaiah 5 and verse 20 and 21, he says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight." And I think with the politics seasons and those kind of things that we've endured here over the last several years, and the policies and some of the policies of this government, I think we can see some of these things actually being fulfilled, where we're calling things evil good and we're calling things that are good evil, that put darkness before light and light before darkness. Those are surely on the wide way. They will always find agreement in the world, but they will never find agreement with God. And it all boils down as to who or what guides your life and the choices you make. If the things of this world are of importance to you, what possessions you have, what people say about you, political correctness, etc., you will remain on the wide path, on the way to destruction and torment. But if Jesus and the gospel guide your life, you will remain on that road to salvation and eternal life. You will remain on the narrow way. Jesus said in Matthew 11, in verse 28, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The choice belongs to each of us. Choose wisely. And if we can assist you with that choice, we stand ready to do so. And we, if in any way can assist, we'd ask that you come while we stand and sing the song.